All right.
We hit the button.
We hit the button. I have no idea how to... Oh, wait, there is something else. I got to play this. I got to play this other thing.
The other thing?
I got another thing I got to play.
A thing?
It's a thing. Where'd it go?
A man and his
there
buddies.
There it is.
Rabbi Ricky's on the phone.
No, that's the wrong one. That's, where'd it go?
Well, that's kind of catchy, too.
Well,
not a joke.
That's not a joke.
Yeah. We need to do some button 101 here.
Might have to be. Oh, here it is.
Rabbi Rick has left the building.
It's supposed to be in the building. They got it wrong.
Maybe it's a hint of what they want.
They're looking forward to that.
That's right.
So it's the news according to me.
Never a dull moment.
No, you never know. Just never know how this is going to start.
That's what makes it exciting.
That's exactly. I think people tune in just for that.
Yes.
Just absolutely. To see what's going to happen. And I've been putting some stuff at the end, too.
Ah.
So people will listen to the whole thing. Or they can fast forward.
That's right.
I guess they can. I probably shouldn't tell them. They can take that little slider and just move it all the way to the end and find out it's going to be there.
Oh, they figured that out already.
Yeah, they probably are smarter. I think our listeners are smarter than that.
We're hoping.
Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, so here we are. This is February the 8th. What is it, 4:30-ish? Ish. And it's 6 degrees outside.
Yay!
Something like that. I don't know. Snowing?
Snowing.
It's like, yeah, it's supposed to get down to, I don't want to know tonight.
Have they turned the power off yet?
Not yet, but they're going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they want everything to freeze.
Well, you got to conserve energy because we're short of it now.
That's right. Yes, because we're going to run out of it. Because we're going to not be, because the windmill stopped moving. Because it froze up.
Yeah, we can't burn oil anymore.
Nope, can't do that. No, can't have that because we're all going to die in 10 years if that happens.
Only China and India and all those.
Yeah, they can keep going.
Russia, they can. Yeah.
Yeah, they're fine. Just keep going, guys.
In fact, go ahead and pollute more.
Yeah, that way, and blame it on us.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we're the ones to blame.
We'll take the hit.
Yeah, we'll take it.
And while we're doing that, we'll send you money.
Yeah, we'll keep sending you money. Well, you're just
because we've lost our minds.
You're just
it's been a long time.
You're just really cheering me up today.
I know. Oh, well.
Good morning. Sunday morning.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Nancy, now she's in big trouble.
I don't believe that.
She's probably well, let's just say she's in trouble.
We could hope.
We can only hope. Because Nancy's going to jail.
Nancy's going to jail. Nancy's going to jail.
What a difference at this point does it make?
Nancy's going to jail.
So there's word on the street there in D.C. is that Nancy's in trouble. She's...
She lost her mind?
Again.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's
Oh,
it's,
not that kind of trouble.
It's pretty small, so she has a hard time. I think she just sat it down someplace and forgot where she left it.
Right next to the drink glass.
Yeah. She dropped it in her martini. Thought it was an
olive.
Olive. No, olives are bigger than that. No offense to the olive.
That is kind of insulting to the olive.
Yeah. So yeah, she's in trouble.
I haven't heard this.
Well, this is there's been all these. I think Boebert. It was that one lady who had started carrying in D.C. made a big deal.
She's
a freshman.
Right, yeah.
Well, of course, because of all this, and because of her
constitutional right to carry.
Yes, because of her. Yes, and all the threats that they got from like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, who wanted to kill AOC.
When you
AOC.
Think about it, D.C. is a pretty dicey place.
It's a bad place.
Yeah.
Well, you think about all those criminals that are running around there.
That's why they put a fence up.
Inside.
I know.
Inside the Capitol building.
I keep forgetting, is the fence there for Joe to stay in or to keep people out?
I think it's a combination deal. A
little of both.
Yeah, a little of both.
Yeah.
That's for people to keep from seeing Joe trying to get out.
I did hear Nancy wants to beef up the perimeter and put some machine gas in.
But they have a hard time with it because they can only have 7-round capacity magazines.
Oh, yeah, right.
But it still sounds like who's that one lady that has a what's her name? I can't think of her name. She has this thing on one of her songs. It's like, or something like that. Or,
oh,
brr.
Yeah.
That's like the words to her song.
Yeah.
Which is lyrical genius.
Yeah. You know,
who would have thought of that?
That's genius.
It brings us all to tears every time we hear. Brr.
She should get a Grammy for that or something.
Yeah.
You know, it would be kind of cool, though. I mean, if you did have a machine gun nest on that wall, because, I mean, if you put like a 50 cal on there, you can reach out and touch some people with that thing.
That'd be fun.
I mean, you could easily hit the Capitol building with that.
I wonder if there are already. You would think, with her saying that, I think that it's always been implied or at least thought that they got probably machine guns around that place to protect it, you would think?
Oh, I would think so.
But now here she's coming out saying we need machine gun nests around.
Yeah.
So does that mean we don't have any around?
I don't know.
Or does she just want them to be seen? I mean, I would think that would be a security issue if she said what we don't have.
I mean, you know, some of those guys, even way back remember when Reagan got shot?
Yeah.
A couple of those Secret Service guys were whipping out Uzis like, you know, man, they were packing some serious firepower there.
Yeah, around.
Of course, who would be dumb enough to try to do that anyway, but anyway.
Well, he was trying to impress Jodie Foster.
Yeah, that's right.
So that was a... I'm sure she was impressed, too.
Anyway, sorry I got you off track there. So Nancy's going to jail for what?
So, well, they put these metal detectors in now at the Capitol because they're trying to protect each other from each other because they don't trust nobody trusts anybody there anymore.
Can you blame them?
No. Of course, after AOC comes out and says that Ted Cruz was trying to kill her.
Well,
Which means I am definitely going to vote for Ted Cruz if he has Ross necessary.
I'm going to move to Texas vote for Ted.
Just to Ted. I'm going to send in a mail-in ballot down there.
That's right. Yeah, we don't have to move to Texas. We can just send a mail-in ballot.
Yeah, you don't have to do that anymore. Just send it in.
Sweet. I really like these new rules.
I got about 100 of them stacked up in my house right now. I'm going to try to...
you just got to get online to some China place.
Yeah, exactly.
Order them online.
I've got 10,000 of them
coming.
We
send you a lot of ballots.
Yes, they're supposed to be here tomorrow.
Free.
They came 2-day shipping. Free. Free shipping.
We charge to Joe.
$20. Got 2,000 of them.
He have big tab.
Yeah, big tab, Joe. Yeah. And you can just mail them out. I'm just going to start calling up representatives. What's it worth to you? You know, I got 1,000 votes for you.
That's right.
What's it worth? So,
hey, would you mind doing a little side job
for me? Yeah, I'm going to be making a nice chunk of change next year. So they got these metal detectors set up because they're trying to protect people from
themselves. Don't let me forget to tell you about AOC something there, but yeah, go ahead.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's...
You might have talked about it already.
Did she win in a chess game?
Yeah. Yeah, the type of chess that's got two squares.
And she knocked the other guys off
the
table.
That's right.
I win.
Did I just say that?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So they put these metal detectors up. And so everyone in Congress is supposed to walk through there. And they started, and there were people who were refusing to do it. Congressmen are refusing to do it. They say it's their constitutional duty to go into the building and do this all this stuff, and they can't be restricted from that. Which is their argument,
right?
So they're not doing it. Well, then
of course not.
Now this one guy's got like $10,000 in fines already racked up. It's like a.
Well, they'll just charge it to the house bank.
Just write a check.
I'm sure they've got some fund for that.
I'm sure they do because they got I think it's a $500 fine the first time, and then it's like $2,500 the second time, and I think it's like $5,000 second or something. But they're going to fine them for every time they don't go through it. So there's people racking up bills now because they're not going through it. And so Nancy was all, you know, just throwing a tizzy fit about this.
Well, you know why? She'd never be able to get her flask through.
Well, no, she was saying that she was mad about people not going through it.
Oh, I thought you...
She was throwing a big deal about this. Because she was the one who wanted it up. She's in charge.
Gotcha.
Her and Schumer are basically the overseers of all the Capitol Police and all that stuff. There's a committee, but they're basically in charge of it.
Gotcha.
And so she... Because I've looked into this whole thing with the Capitol Police and who runs the show there, because there was... they told them to stand down. The guy who resigned requested that the National Guard be set on alert, and they would not do it. It went to Nancy and was it Schumer or whoever it was? Nancy and Mitch at that time.
Well, yeah, because he saw they weren't Trump supporters. They were all Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick! And he, this is not what we thought.
This was weeks before, and he requested, and they didn't do anything.
Well, that's because they were organizing weeks before.
Exactly. He knew about it.
He probably got a tip from the FBI.
Yeah. So they didn't do anything. So anyway, so they put up these metal detectors now. Like, that's going to protect anybody.
Right.
And so now she's been caught now twice not going through it. And they're,
like I said, she can't get her flask through.
Exactly. So they're pressing the people in charge, which is her. You know, here again, got the fox watching the hen house. You've got, you know.
Are you saying she's being a hypocrite?
Well, two words. Blowout. Is that two words? Or is it just one? I'm not sure. In the hairstyling industry, I'm not sure whether they call that a one-word thing or is it two
That's
words.
Right.
But yeah, it's her mind has experienced a blowout.
Yeah, there you go. More than once.
So yeah, it's just, that's what's happening with Nancy. She's,
huh.
And she's shirking it off, shrugging it off. Like,
so who's
calling
her on the carpet?
It's another representative. I can't think of the guy's name. He's actually filed paperwork, like filed charges and stuff to go after her.
Like a Republican?
It's a Republican, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then,
Some Republicans that actually,
well, you know, they're
going
to vote
thing.
On it.
Ah, well, yeah, okay.
So you know where that'll go.
Yeah.
You're going to see the Republicans get really mean now.
Yeah.
I should talk about it. Oh, yeah. I should have.
Send it to a committee, and a pre-committee for the committee.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can pull up this email I got from Jackie Walarski.
Uh-oh.
Boy, she's on the trail. She's hot on the job. She's going to do it. This is...
It's like a dog with a bone, my golly.
I got this email, and I want to read part of it because it's... Is that it?
No, I'm impressed you got an email from Jackie.
Well, you know, it's a junk mail thing.
Ah.
Not specifically to me.
Oh, okay.
We're not on, you know, first...
Gotcha. I thought maybe she, you know, consulted you for...
Oh, no.
For nothing like that.
No, if she did, she probably...
I thought it was probably because she was listening to our show or
well,
something.
Well, I'm sure she probably does.
Who's
probably,
that other idiot that's with you? I don't know.
Jack, yeah, probably sitting there with the FBI listening to this.
Can you identify these two people?
I actually don't live that far from her. She lives like 2 miles from me.
Oh, nice.
See info. No, that's where did it go? Boy, I'd really like to be able to read it because it's... I'll look for it.
Paraphrase it.
It's
from your outstanding memory.
So yes. So yes. That's all the trigger I needed.
I knew that.
Let me talk about Captain Kangaroo now.
Yeah.
No, she. It says ready to fight.
Ooh.
Yes, the Democrats have taken over the Congress, and now we're prepared to fight.
Really? They took. I never knew that. They took over the Congress.
They've got their radical agenda now. They're pushing is what she's saying, and so they're gonna push their radical agenda. But we're prepared to fight.
There you go.
It's like what you got there? Spit balls. you're gonna
yell at them.
This is the position
through your mask
the Republicans love to be in.
Oh, I know.
And of course, at the end of this whole newsletter was send us money.
Support
my campaign.
What exactly is
sending you money going to buy me?
I was just going to say, I'm really going to be curious to see what happens to their fundage in the next two years.
It will be. Yeah. I'm really wondering.
I wonder if they'll actually report it.
Oh, good. Yeah. They probably will. Well,
because I've been hearing some rumors what Trump's got up his sleeve.
Yeah. I think the left wing is probably going to, the media will probably be really happy about the fact that nobody's giving to the Republican Party. They think that this, and it has, I think it's really split the Republican Party and they're fractured right now. And if they don't do something to pull it back together, from what I'm hearing, there are people who are mad. Not, I know that can have good and bad consequences.
Well, here's a suggestion. Support Trump in everything that he wants to do.
Yeah.
And pull him back in because that's the Republican Party right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
If this is to the establishment, if you think that 75 million people voted for, and that's in my world, a conservative number.
Yeah. That's the number. At least. Yeah.
If you think that many people are just going to, you know, move on with life after they experience the sweet experience of President Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
And roaring economies.
Yeah.
Yeah. forget about that. That ain't happening.
Yeah. And it's, and all the stuff that's going on, all the things that the media said that, like, just like, the stuff with, the Trump family and the collusion and all the other stuff that was the shenanigans that were going on.
Yeah. I hate that word.
Yeah. Is exactly everything that Joe does.
Oh, yeah.
His son is still 10% vested in Burisma.
Shocker.
Well, he's winding down Psaki. She basically said, well, he's winding. Hunter is now winding down his investments. He's looking at winding down things. In other words, he's still there.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a great word to use, Jen, but that means that he's still on the payroll while his dad is in office.
In other words, they're finding a way to work around
the
whole thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
They've already bought their influence. They've already got their influence now. They got the guy in the White House now.
Yeah, right.
So, it is the most ridiculous thing, and yet the emoluments clause, they were going after the emoluments clause on Trump the whole time and all that stuff. And
right.
Everybody was real
show
big.
Us your taxes.
Yeah, show us your tax returns. Yeah. Like that's going to show
like
them
that's
anything.
A big, huge campaign issue.
And so they kept going after all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And now here we are with, you know, and of course Joe's...
In fact, I remember Joe, I'm sure he doesn't remember this, but you know, he was... But I mean, he was the one yelling about taxes in one of the debates. Show me your taxes. Yeah. Da, da, da. Hey, Joe, how about you reveal what you're doing with Burisma in China?
Yeah.
And knucklehead.
And that's the thing. You know, Joe doesn't have to do anything with his taxes because he's got people around him that do all that.
Right.
And it's like, it's because his son was the bag man.
Right.
So he's making all the investments. He's doing all the stuff. They're funneling this money around. It never touches Joe, mm-hmm. but Joe's an influence. Joe's the one in the middle of it all.
He's the big guy.
He's the big guy.
Yeah.
And it's just like Maxine Waters, same thing with what she does.
Oh, did you hear that she now is denying she ever said anything inflammatory about the Trump administration?
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting really tired of hearing that thing that she, about the Trump, about, like, she never said anything about the Trump administration at all?
Oh, because now with the whole impeachment thing, they're like, okay. Well, if you're going to start rolling out what Trump said, well, we're going to roll out what all the Democrats have been saying. Yeah. And of course, she was one of them.
Yeah.
In fact, she's denying that now.
In fact...
That was taken out of context.
Well, Schumer is in big trouble because Rand Paul actually is filing impeachment charges against him.
Right, because he said erection, election.
No, yeah. Well, he said if this is the
weirdo.
Standard... If this is the standard we're going to use... There's that one where he comes out and talks about Kavanaugh and Gorsuch.
Yeah.
We're coming for you, Kavanaugh. We're coming for you, Gorsuch.
Yeah.
We're not going to, you know, I mean, it is, you talk about incendiary speech.
No kidding.
That was, it was bad.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so. They were violently attacking, mm-hmm. you know, people with their words, as they say.
Yeah.
If that's possible.
Right.
But yeah, that's the reason, using the same standard. If that's the standard, if that's the precedent they want to set.
Well, we can't do that.
Well, Well, you know, that was taken out of context.
There's a double standard, there. I mean,
if I sell you a used car, I would sell you a used car because I would talk to you like this. But yeah, he's such a crook.
Yeah.
When I see him.
How many people in Washington aren't crooks?
Well,
wait, let me see.
That's a... Cricket. Well, you stumped me on that one.
Cricket.
Where's the crickets? I have crickets here. I've got something just for that. I forget I have buttons over here.
Yeah. I mean, there are some... There are a few that I like.
There are a few, yeah.
I mean...
That have, you know, all of them have been there too long.
Way too long. Can you imagine? Imagine all the Congress only serving two terms. Because, I mean, think about it. If we had term limits in place, we wouldn't be looking at Nancy and Chuck right now.
That's right.
What a beautiful thing.
Yeah. What a beautiful world that would be.
Or else Eric Swalwell.
Yeah, he'd be gone.
You have to listen.
Think about how long they have been there. How many times has Nancy been speaker?
I don't know.
I mean,
way too long.
When Boehner was there, he handed over the gavel to her at one point.
She handed it to him.
She handed it to him.
Yeah.
So she had it again, and then she's out again. Now she's in again.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Holy cow, lady.
I know.
And that's why she,
look at her. She's looking old.
She doesn't look good.
No.
No, she's not, when she walks up to do her little speech,
yeah,
it's getting really bad. I don't know if you heard, though.
Alcohol has that effect.
Oh, it's going to get, yeah. She's, Joe now also has, I kind of called this one, and I've seen it happen now. I guess he's starting to do some, when he's walking, he's doing a lot more tripping.
It's not Joe, it's a robot.
It's a robot.
I know.
Yes, and the batteries are running low.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah,
it's the old 12-volt type, and they're not the lithium.
Well, he probably thinks
lithium
his dog's
ions.
In front of him.
Yeah, I thought I saw a dog run out in front of me.
Am I seeing things now?
Yeah. So we had, it's crazy town.
I know.
So you know what that means.
That's what it means.
That means we're going to fill in for the singers today. Because they couldn't be here, but they've told us they want to inject some words into this.
Sweet. This is an idea we came up with.
That's right. So we've got this little song we're going to. Crazy town. Crazy town.
Crazy town.
Crazy town.
Crazy town.
Yeah, we're doing a little disco here in the studio. Yeah, if you saw us, you'd know.
Now, when
that.
Y'all listen to that, just picture Jerry shuffling to the side. Yeah.
Yes, if this was a video.
Oh, we got some good ideas.
We got some great ideas on how to play that song and have Jerry involved and Swalwell, too. And also.
And George's face when Nancy says
and
her.
Schumer. Schumer. And just the whole bunch of them would be doing different things.
Oh, right? Man, that'd be a huge meme right there. It'd go viral. We'd be famous.
You'd need a vaccine for that one. It's spreading faster than COVID.
Yeah. Oh,
how dare you? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, well, that's.
I wonder if when Carrie's jetting around the world on his private jet for climate change, does he keep a picture of her next to him or something? Did I say Jerry? I meant.
Oh yeah.
I meant.
I'm John Kerry.
John Kerry.
That's what I meant. And I played Lurch on the Addams Family.
Lurch.
You rang.
You know, you look at him. I never put those two
together.
Getting
pretty close. They're getting pretty close there.
Yeah.
If I think in a couple more years, Lurch is gonna look more like John.
Yeah. That was funny right there.
John looks more like Lurch than Lurch does.
I think we just got a new name for it. Oh, that reminds me. So did you see that? I sent you that little meme where it has Zuckerberg and
Zuckerbuck
and Saki is going back and forth. You never saw that one?
I don't think I saw it, no. Oh, the two. Oh, yeah.
Where it fades
in. They look
out.
A lot alike, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's
very suspicious.
Very suspicious here, which would explain a lot of things.
A lot.
Yeah.
Like we said, crazy town.
Crazy town. Yeah. So,
So anyway, I was going to tell you. So you heard AOC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you heard that her whole story about,
yeah.
Oh, she was hiding behind her bathroom door.
Yeah.
They weren't even in her building.
No, it wasn't even in the same building. And the people who were, where is she? Where is she?
Yeah.
She had this real dramatic, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Comes to find out, it was the Capitol Police looking for her.
You know, here's another thing I was thinking about that. Those people are never in their offices by themselves.
No, there was a team of people there. And most of them talk about that they were there with their team.
Yeah.
Well, here's the question.
That's the thing. They're never there by themselves.
This is the one that really bugs me. And nobody's asking this question.
Uh-oh, he's getting mad.
I'm getting all fired up.
Wait.
Kevin's getting all fired up.
I didn't bring my eggs today. Okay.
Got some egg beaters in the thing. Rashida Tlaib wasn't in D.C. at the time. But when she heard about what was happening, she started crying.
Oh, of course she did.
And then she talked about it on the House floor, and she was crying again. And AOC was right there to put her hand on her side, and so she could cry. And it was, oh, it was a little love fest right there. Okay, I got this question. All these people, there was a joint session of Congress going on. Means House of Representatives.
She's probably over there.
For those of you in Granger, you don't understand what that means. You need to know. That means everybody from the senators to the House of Representatives are all supposed to meet together. That's what a joint session means.
She's probably in Yemen or something.
Yeah, probably. Picking up her paycheck.
Probably doing a Zoom meeting
or
something.
Yeah. So why? Mm. Why were they not there? Mm. Because isn't that their job? Isn't this important?
Well...
It's not a foregone conclusion.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, not that she would know what she was doing there. I mean, she'd be sitting there going, I don't know what a garbage disposal is. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there were several of them that were there over in the other building.
Yeah.
And Rashida wasn't even in town.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, did you have something more pressing to do than counting the votes?
Yeah. Said,
certifying the votes?
Yeah, to go talk to her handler over in Yemen.
I don't understand that. I don't understand... I mean, I know that I've been in some pretty small positions and jobs in my life where I was supposed to show up for a meeting. That was part of my job. And it wasn't actually what I did for the company.
Right.
I'm not a professional meeting goer.
Right.
But that was part of my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I went.
Yeah.
Even though it was not about me or
that's what you get paid to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that what you're there for?
And
when the Constitution says that you have a job description within the Constitution that says you will preside over a trial, and you say, no, I'm not going to do that. Don't we have a problem here?
Well, they don't follow the Constitution. Because, you should know that
Mr. Roberts, that's in the Constitution that you swore to uphold and defend.
Yeah.
So you're not going to preside over the trial.
Well, that's because it's not constitutional.
Exactly. Ding, 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 ding. Rabbi Rick gets 10,000 points.
Wow.
That's. So I think that's the issue we've got here. So,
well, we got more than just that.
Well,
issue.
That's one issue. Yeah, that's one of many. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Leahy, who is going to vote against Trump, is going to preside over it too.
Yes.
Go figure that one out.
Who has also made comments about Trump. That would any other judge would have to recuse themselves.
You mean like the judge with Flynn, calling him a terrorist?
Yeah,
same kind. But we let that go on forever too.
Yeah, and then after it was dropped, he kept it going. I've never heard of a judge.
He can't make that exactly.
I've never heard of a judge.
Say,
like if somebody offends me or assaults me and I drop the charges. I've never heard of a judge taking up my cause.
Right. Well, unless you're an activist judge, it's okay when you're an activist judge.
Apparently. Yeah, apparently it is.
Because that's a new title.
Yeah.
It's not just the honorable so-and-so, it's the honorable activist so-and-so.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. it's so that they know who to go to.
That's right.
Take
the
cases
activist
to.
Judge. That's right. They throw that in. That's another...
Yeah.
Little thing behind their name.
There. Right. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Kind of like community organizer.
Yes. Community organizer, Mr. Swalwell. I wonder how he spells that. He spell that with a... That's a... Yes, sir. That's Swalwell with a...
Oh, my gosh.
Have you heard about what's going on in D.C.? Speaking of D.C., have you heard about the little protest that was going on there?
I don't think so.
Well, apparently...
Was it a protest or was it an insurrection?
Oh, it was a protest.
It was a peaceful
protest.
Okay, so right away I already know who's involved.
MLB.
That's right, Antifa.
BLM. Backwards, and I guess BLM.
Yeah.
There we go. BLM and Antifa. And now they're just saying they're both basically... to, I guess they're just the same thing.
Are they providing security?
Yes, they were providing security for the White House. they let them inside the gate could affect them, so nobody could harm them as they were protesting.
Well, they've got all the riot gear already.
Exactly.
They're ready to go.
And now, what's this black block thing? What is that? What is that?
I haven't even heard that.
That's part of the Black Lives Matter thing, I guess. Black block, I guess, is what it's called.
Oh, I don't know. Beats me.
So that's, they would. Yes, they had the opportunity. They take one look at you and beat you.
Guy's white.
That's right. So they, I guess they were marching through the streets in D.C.
Huh.
And were chanting some nice things. Oh, they're chanting, just.
We love Joe.
We love Joe. We love the country. We are waving American flags because we care about the country and we want the country to be a better place.
Somehow that makes a lot of
sense. Or maybe it sounded like. When it came out, the recording, that's what they were saying, but because the streets were made of racists by racists, it echoed and it sounded like, burn the place down. If we don't get what we want, burn the place down. That's pretty much what they said.
Dang it.
Burn it all down. We don't get it, burn it down.
We gotta figure out how to change that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not what they were saying.
No.
That wouldn't be what they were saying.
They're peaceful.
They're all peaceful.
Yeah.
So just ask
Kami.
But they got away with that, and they actually had police.
Shocker!
Police were escorting them through the streets to be able to say that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but that's not insurrection. Now,
no.
Now, normally,
the dude with horns there.
Yeah, he was there.
I miss
leading
him.
The pack. He was leading the pack. Yeah, he was. and the guy that was doing Russia's show today made a good point.
Oh yeah,
most insurrections are armed.
Yeah,
you don't normally when you're like, I'm going to go take over a government somewhere.
Right.
Let's go over there and take over that government.
Right.
We left our guns back at home.
Yeah.
Forgot Whoops. About that. We're going to walk
I'm
in the
sure
building.
They'll just let us take
We're going to circle
there.
Up and pray in the building
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there you go.
Because we're going to take pictures of ourselves and stuff while we do it.
In front of statues.
In front of statues. Pretend like I'm stealing the lectern.
See, right away those people weren't BLM or Antifa because they would have tore the statues down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Nancy, she doesn't care too much about statues.
No. She's just trying not to look like a statue.
Exactly. When her and Schumer stand together, it is creepy. It's just creepy.
Oh, I know. It's beyond creepy.
Yeah. I think I might have a... what did she say? Where did I put that? I guess I didn't...
I can only imagine.
Did I put that someplace? I bet I saved it on my other device. One of my other devices.
Yeah.
I have about 12 different devices. Six of them are lost.
So what's the whole black block thing?
I don't know. They keep talking about black block. That was the...
It's what they're going to turn DC into?
Apparently. That's what they were talking about when they were talking about this group marching through. Mm. They were talking about that. Mm. And so they're doing that and they're getting away with that and that's fine. That's all well.
Honestly, I didn't hear anything in the news about that.
Yeah, of course.
I know that's kind of surprising.
They wouldn't put it in the news, of course. Yeah, it was.
No.
I think I read it on the Blaze, and there was another place I read about it. There was one little bitty video clip that showed them marching, and then they had all these bicycle cops behind them. Now there was a scuffle that broke out.
Yeah.
And there was one guy. There was a guy that was shining his light in this. There was a bunch of bicycle police there. There was a guy shining his light, I guess, in the one officer's face. And the officer knocked it out of his hand because he was blinding him with his flashlight.
Yeah.
And, of course, that got into a scuffle, they started, they were in front of a restaurant. They were going to restaurants. This is what they were doing. They were going to restaurants.
Well, they wanted to eat. They're
standing.
Hungry.
Yeah, they just wanted to eat other people's food. They were walking into the restaurant and started yelling at people, telling them about their white privilege and all that stuff. And then they were putting on these big speakers, and they would stand out in front of these restaurants and they would speak.
I got an idea, and doggone it, it won't
Machine
work.
Guns?
Yeah, no, it
Machine
won't work because we can't. Conservatives can't access social media anymore, so I don't know how it's going to work here. But here's the idea that I had: if we did have access to that. The next time we find out they're going to march in Washington, what we need to do is infiltrate their ranks and go start an insurrection.
That's a good idea.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
That way we can get them in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they'd bail us out if we did something
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, we'd be the
what
only
do you think?
Ones.
I think it'll work.
Oh, yeah. Let's try it. Why don't you try it? And let me know how it goes.
Well, like I said, I can't access YouTube or anything anymore.
That's true.
So
it's just going to be you by yourself.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm up to it.
You can text me and let me know how it goes.
Challenge accepted.
me know what cell they put you in, because I'm I'll come visit you once in a while. Every year.
Be right next to Epstein.
Once a year. Yeah, exactly. Hey, some guy walks into the cell. I'm your new cellmate. I was Jeffrey's cellmate, too.
That's right. Wait, what's that Hillary tattoo on your arm for?
Why does it say HRC? I'm with her on the side there. Wow. Yeah.
Might be more real than you think.
That is very possible. Yes. We have, I thought I had a thing here don't I? I thought I had,
something about Epstein?
Something about, what happened to her? I had some Hillary stuff on
there. You're having button challenges today.
I'm having button challenges. And it's a touch screen, so that's even more difficult.
That's even more,
We'll just play
Come
that.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, well, I don't know what happened to it. It was on there. I might have taken it off. I had some Hillary stuff, but I don't know.
So I'm looking at your notes, and you say something there about Rand Paul back Schumer?
Yeah, that was, we were kind of talking about that earlier. I kind of brushed over that.
That was earlier?
That was that whole thing with Schumer's, what he was saying. So he's actually filing articles of impeachment against Schumer.
Paul. Yeah, you said that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, you probably couldn't read my writing there. It's Schumer.
Schumer. Yeah. But talk about the Newsweek article, because I heard something.
Today. Yes. I'm going to cover more about this tomorrow morning in the show. I'm going to actually read more of the article. But
this is a good segue.
So after all this stuff comes out.
I know. I heard about this.
All of a sudden, Newsweek now pushes this article out there that says
they're getting in front of it.
They're getting in front of this whole thing.
Sorry, keep going.
And I don't know if it has anything to do. It actually came out before Lindell's thing, but I think that maybe that had something to do with it as well. But they're talking about how they basically work together with social media and the whole. They're basically showing the whole thing. The only thing that they're not.
I never would have suspected that.
Yeah. The only thing they're admitting to or acknowledging is any kind of voting machine stuff.
Yeah, right.
And that, but Lindell, if you saw the thing, absolute proof or absolute,
you don't even need the voodoo stuff on the machines to make Trump win yet.
No,
yeah.
But his thing about the machines too was like very damning. I mean, he has actual proof of all the IP addresses and all this. Unless somebody is messing with him. If these people are that are experts that he hired to do this stuff, if they are messing with him now, because there's some stuff about Q. You know, you've heard about Q.
Yeah.
I saw, and I'm going to talk about this some point this week as well. Some really good stuff about one of the main people who was bringing this whole Q thing out.
Yeah.
Was a leftist, left wing maniac.
Yeah.
And hasn't told anybody that, but it's been kind of discovered about him and his parents. His parents were both in intelligence in Britain.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I heard. Yeah.
It's a.
Yeah. The whole thing with Q is like a counterintelligence.
It's a psyop. It's the more I heard about it and the way this guy explained it, I'm like, this is definitely a psyop operation. Yeah. When I used to hear Steve Pachenik or whatever his name was,
Is he related to Saki?
Saki. Yeah. Saki and Pachenik. What are they? It's not Q. It's P. it's P-anon. It's an anonymous P.
We all feel like we're being P-anon.
Exactly. We're all being P'd on instead of Q'd on.
The great yellow shower.
Yes. So the thing, yeah, I think that that was happening. Well, where was I going with this?
Lindell's
Newsweek article. The whole Newsweek article thing, they come out and basically acknowledge everything that they did in terms of. Now, one of the things that they didn't talk about in the article, but I have put together with that article is when you remember Jeffrey Toobin?
Yeah.
You remember why he got fired?
Yeah.
Yeah. We won't talk about what he did because I have no way to discuss it to keep it G.
Right.
Because he was Well, he got fired.
Yeah.
On a Zoom call.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah. The guy's a freak.
A little bit, yeah.
So he's you know what he was doing? You know what that Zoom call was all about when they were there?
I don't want to even.
It was an election simulation.
Well, maybe that's why Schumer got it wrong.
I hadn't even thought about that.
I hadn't
put that together. That takes a Rabbi Rick to put
Leave
that
it
together.
Up to me.
Yeah. So they...
You know, that guy is either really super stupid or just super weird because nobody in their... Yeah.
I think you're right on both counts.
Yeah, because, like, nobody in their right mind thinks they're going to... Just... How can you do that and not think that it's just so wrong?
But they were running these simulations all over the country.
Yeah.
And it was with media people and politicians, certain politicians on the left.
Yeah.
Big tech politicians and media folks were all involved in this.
Shocker.
They were running, like every week, they were running various simulations of what would happen. Okay, let's say this happens on November 3rd and this happens in the election night.
Yeah.
How are we going to spin this? How are we going to do this? That was what they were doing. And they would run these simulations that would take several hours because it was like an all day thing.
My word.
And they were running these every week. And
this was in that Newsweek article?
No, this wasn't in the Newsweek article, but I put it together with what they were doing and how that whole thing now makes more sense because of what they were doing. This was all the preparation that was going into this.
Yeah.
These were the meetings they were having where this kind of stuff got together. In other words, this is how they orchestrated the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because they were running simulations knowing how they had to do it. There was even one newscaster, one journalist guy, I'll call him a journalist, I guess. He said...
There's no evidence here, though.
No, of course not.
No.
He talked about the Red Wave, or the Red Mirage. Did you remember hearing about the Red Mirage?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
He came out and he had this theory, it's going to be a Red Mirage on November 3rd. It's going to look like Trump won, and then it's going to be the Blue Wave that's going to happen after that because of all these other elections. So that's how they did it.
Yeah.
And he knew this was coming, so he wanted to get out in front of it.
Yeah.
And try to make it sound like, well, this is what we told you was going to happen. It's like, well, how did you know it was going to happen?
I mean, Goebbels would be so proud.
Oh, Pravda is alive and well. But that's basically what they've come out and admitted to. Now, I was having a discussion with my wife about this, and she said, how can they...
I know who won that one.
Yeah. How can they come out and she basically was saying, why are they coming out and being so open about this right now? Here's my theory on that. I think they know, or they believe, they don't know, but they believe they have just grabbed all the marbles. They've grabbed the brass ring. They've gone around the merry-go-round, whatever it is.
Right.
Enough times. And they kept waiting for that opportunity to really grab the whole thing. Mm-hmm. They know they got away with it this time.
Yeah.
And now they can basically come out and say, this is what we did, and we know we got away with it because you can't do anything about it.
Hmm.
And I think that they're getting very bold right now because they believe they're going to get away with it again. I don't know that for a fact. I think that they're overplaying their hand.
We're all fools if we don't think they're not going to try it again.
They know they're going to do it again. And I think that I think it's going to get even more and more pervasive into smaller and more localized elections.
Yeah.
Because they got the machine down now. They got the cog working, and now it's going to go.
I know you and I talked about this the other day. Well, not on the air, but I still got to ask now. This is a perfect segue. You know, I was thinking about that with this whole Dominion thing. You know, and if those things, which they are only supposed to just be counting votes. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Why on God's green earth do you need an algorithm?
Yeah. Good question.
It's just straight up counting.
It's just counting. I mean, there are mechanical devices that will count dollar bills and count paper.
You don't need an algorithm. The only reason you need an algorithm, math people, is if you want to tweak it.
Exactly.
My gosh. Yeah. And it just hit me the other day, like, well, wait a second. We keep talking about this, but I'm like, that don't make any sense.
Why is there even one there? Yeah, why is there an algorithm?
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
They keep talking about how it's so easy to tweak it and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why is it there to begin with?
Yeah, how? Why is it the ability to do that there even to begin with? And
blows my mind.
And the percentage of adjudication that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Was absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know what that is, because you are from Granger. You live in Granger, don't you?
Yeah. I know what it is.
Gee, I didn't realize that.
That's because I hang around you all the time.
That's right. Of course it is. That's the only reason I'm saying Granger. the...
Of course, now you've offended my wife.
I only see her about once a year, so it's not... She'll forget. No, oh, maybe not.
No, she won't forget. I'll tell you right now, yeah. She will not forget.
So the... where was I going with that? Adjudication.
Adjudication.
So, yeah. So the adjudication thing is normally... And this is coming from a guy who is actually not a Republican. This is a guy who understands all. He's like a master guy at all the algorithm stuff and understands math better than most people.
Oh, there you go.
Anybody in Congress? Let's just say that. Yeah. So he worked up this whole thing.
Wait a second. There's people in Congress that think islands can flip over. Yeah. So I'm guaranteeing you right now, they don't understand basic math.
Basic math, no, no.
That's sorry, go ahead.
Common Core, maybe. Yeah, so he basically said normally, under normal circumstances, even without, normal when they before they had all the mail-in ballot stuff, he said normal adjudication was at a percentage of less than 1%.
Yeah,
it was
right.
Like less than half a percent, yeah. I believe. Mm-hmm. It was like if it was over 0.5%.
And you got to tell what adjudication is, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For the people to explain adjudication.
Yeah.
So what happens is if they get a ballot that comes in and it they say, well,
questionable.
It's questionable. We're not sure if there was something on there that we're not sure was right. So they send that ballot. Now this is a paper ballot.
Yeah.
They will send it to adjudication, and what happens is that then gets it gets scanned,
mm-hmm.
and then that ballot. And here's where I think all the ballots that got
adjudicated
also, that's another, in their terms, that's another name for shredded.
Yeah.
So they...
Well, only the ones that had T on it.
Exactly. Yeah. So
T for Trump.
They send these. Now, so electronically, these get sent to a person doing adjudication. Mm. The adjudication process was not, in most counties, especially like Atlanta and... Pennsylvania.
Mm.
That's why you saw the cardboard going up on the windows, like in Michigan.
Shocker.
Because they were that was done by a person in an office with nobody watching them.
Right.
And they were adjudicating all these ballots.
Well, it still sounds legit to me. I don't know what you're all hopping.
Oh, it was perfectly 100%.
Yeah.
There was not any voter fraud at all in this election. No, none at all.
Nothing to see. No. There's no evidence.
No evidence.
Well... At least not enough to overturn the election.
No, we know of Sally Slumbaugh out in Pennsylvania. We believe she may have voted twice.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
Right. Yeah. We recounted all the ballots over again.
Yes, the same
ballots.
And
came up with the same...
Exact number.
Yeah. Nothing to see.
We counted
see
them five
here.
Times, came up with five different numbers.
We just proved that
it was within 1,000.
We just proved that we can count the same thing twice.
That's right. Well, we didn't actually count all of them. We recounted 1,500 of them
out of the
15,000. Million.
Well,
actually,
the first time we counted them was with the Dominion machines, and the second time we didn't use the Dominion machines because we knew what we had to get to.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So we just
if used, we would have ran through the Dominion machines again, it would have came up different.
And then what we did was we used the same number. We just used the number that we originally used.
That's right.
Rather than using the new number. And that's what we told everybody to do.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. Because,
no.
Yeah, and that was actually a phone call. One lady found out that they told her to say, just send in the same number that you had before.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did I just do that then? Why didn't you just tell me that's what you wanted? I wouldn't have bothered counting all these.
Right.
So
the percentage of ballots adjudicated.
Percentage of ballots adjudicated normally is less than 0.5%.
Yeah, 0.5.
And what they do is they go through and they take the ballots that are questionable and they are electronically scanned, and then they can go through and they can mark whatever they want on them.
Right.
And then they send that ballot on, and then that ballot, if they recount that ballot, it gets printed as whatever they adjudicated it as.
Right.
So now there is a newly printed ballot.
What could go wrong with that?
What could possibly go
no.
wrong?
No.
So now the question is, now they can batch do, they can do these by batch as well.
Mm.
So this is what's something that is actually in the manual in the Dominion and the other voting machines as well. They can take 1,000 ballots and make them all the same at the same time.
I think I heard that actually happening.
Yes, it was happening.
Yeah.
Yes. And so that's how they can get it. Because that one guy.
Actually, I heard that was a myth. So, yeah.
Oh, it's a myth.
Yeah.
Who told you that?
Wow.
Secretary of State?
Yeah.
Mr. Kemp? Rossenberger? Yeah.
No, Kemp got... Stacy was sitting on him the whole time, so I couldn't find him.
if you don't behave, I'm not going to get up.
Can't breathe.
Oh, I'm so in trouble now. My wife's going to hear this and she's going to be mad.
So
you guys are too mean.
So percentage of adjudicated ballots, less than 0.5 usually.
Yes.
And now?
Now it was over 50%. We're talking, in some cases, 80% adjudication.
Wow, that's amazing.
On average, most of the questionable counties were, I think the average on all the questionable counties was 68%.
Wow.
68%!
I know why, too. Because everybody that did that was drunk. So it's a good thing for Joe that a lot of drunk people showed up at the polls.
They were over at Nancy's house? Is that what was going on?
That's right. There was a big party going on over there. They're all trying to find their olives to go in the martinis.
That's right. They're looking for, we're having an olive party. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what happened there with the whole adjudication thing in the Newsweek article. Didn't address the machine issue. Now,
but still, that wasn't even close to being enough to overturn the election.
No, of course not.
Not going to talk about the myriad of other things that happened too, but
Well, and you know, because Lindsey Graham, he basically said, bring me 10.
That's right.
They didn't bring me one.
He didn't.
There was more than 10.
He did a lot of hollering, but he didn't see
it. He squirmed around in his chair. Who did he ask to bring him 10? That's what I want to know. And why did they have to bring him to him? Why didn't
at a committee, you can yell and holler all you want.
Yeah.
But, it makes it sound like you're doing something, but then everybody just kind of... Yeah, you know, I bet what you need to do is pan across the audience when they're doing it. Everybody's sitting there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and Maria Bartiromo called him out on it. She goes, "Well, why hasn't anything been done?" He's like, "Well, I'm not a I don't have any power.
My job is just to holler about it."
Yeah, I can't.
Maria, come on.
He had to admit to it. He's like, "Well, man. I'm not a prosecutor. I can't do anything about it." I'm like, "Then why even bother with these stupid meetings where you sit there? It's all show.
It's all pomp and circumstance.
But you dare not lie to him or you're going to prison. You lie to them, you're going to prison.
No, I know. Ask General Flynn.
They can lie to you,
but
you can't lie to them. Just like the FBI. You can't lie to them. They'll send you,
either that or unless you, and if you talk like this,
and then you say something like this,
and say, I'm so scared
right now.
Then you can get away with it. Yeah. Then you can lie out your butt.
Yeah.
And you still have no problem.
You'll have people rioting in the streets and we're coming after you, Kavanaugh. We're coming after you, Gorsuch.
That was perfect. I like that. That's a perfect up Chuck Schumer sound.
Sounds like the penguin from Batman. So did you see the Mike Lindell thing?
Yeah.
What'd you think about it? What's your thoughts?
I felt like crawling up into a fetal position.
It all kind of comes back, doesn't it? It's like a whole November 3rd night.
I started watching that, and I started getting mad again. I'm like, Pete. Especially, I mean, I was mad after the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, when again, just going back, we don't even need to worry about the spooky, you know, Dominion stuff. Just look at the hard evidence of people that voted twice, people that voted out of state, people that didn't have a good address, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know, there's a whole ton of things there that are legally against or illegal.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just right there, black and white. Yep. There's no discussion whatsoever.
Yeah.
You throw all those out and Trump wins.
Yep.
And then, I'm like, it's right there.
The one organization.
All five states.
Yep. Voter Integrity, the guy from Voter Integrity. They've looked at three states, and they've got hard fact numbers now.
Yeah,
and they are
now.
well, it's taken time to actually record. This is what they would have done during an investigation if they would have done an investigation.
Well, you mean like the FBI?
Yeah,
you know.
Oh,
they can. I mean, they can find DNA and
Don't get me started on that.
Well, I know. But,
Bill Barr. There was a really good report put out by Bill Barr.
He actually put a report out?
No, not him.
Oh.
A report on him.
The dude with constipation?
Yeah. Mr. John
Durham.
Yes. That whole thing was a farce. Bill Barr is a deep stater as deep as deep can go.
What whole thing are we talking about?
The whole election fraud thing.
Whoa.
He was all a part. He's been working for Joe for 27 years.
Oh, my God.
This whole thing, and if this, and of course, it'll never get blown up because who's investigating it? Yeah, he was put into place for a reason. And the reason, guess what? Before Biden took office, right before he took office, like it was like the January 18th or 19th or something like that. See, there's only an acting AG right now.
Am I going to be mad?
Oh, yeah, you're going to be mad. Bill Barr was actually still AG on January 20th that morning.
Yeah, I know.
The acting AG was working in his place. Bill Barr's still pulling the strings.
Huh.
He didn't step down from the AG position. He was just on vacation, basically.
Nice.
And the acting AG was there until the new guy came in that, of course, who's the guy?
Garland.
Garland came in.
They owed him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this whole thing.
I'm sure he doesn't have an axe to grind either.
No, I'm sure not. You know, he's not going after anybody. So this is why when Barr left office, he basically said, I'm pretty well convinced that that the investigation into Hunter Biden is going well and we don't need a special counsel. There's no need for a special counsel there. Okay, so the guy's dad is now in charge of the investigation. He's in charge of, and you think that's going to go well? It's the whole thing was a farce from the beginning.
How do these people say these things with a straight face?
Yeah, there was never any intention of Durham coming out with any information from day one.
You know what? Yeah, well, shocker.
Yeah,
shocker.
Yeah,
I mean. It just boggles my mind how Trump even got the things done that he was able to get
done. Oh, I'm amazed. I'm totally amazed he was able to do anything.
But I'm almost speechless, you know, because the extent of the deep state is just amazing.
It is much deeper, much wider than we know.
And one only has to look at the election to see what happened with all that hard evidence and the FBI, DOJ, don't lift a finger. I know we've said this before, but still.
Yeah.
It's such a travesty. Really, it is.
Yeah, the very people we trusted, you know, everybody's hoping that, well, they're going to do their job, and we're going to find out the truth, and it's all going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
And getting back to the whole Q thing, too, you know, there's this thing among, I think even, especially in Christians, I think it's, they have a tendency to think, somebody's going to step in and we're going to see, you know, because everybody kept saying, you know, trust the plan.
Right.
And I think that Molyneux, I think he said it really well. He said, trust God.
Right.
Don't trust the plan.
Exactly.
Because they kept coming out and saying, well, it's going to happen on January 6th or it's going to happen first it was December 17th. Watch for something December 17th.
Yeah.
Then it was January 6th. Then it was January 19th. Oh, January 20th. We're going to let now that they've fully taken over the White House. Now they've completed the crime. Now we're going to go after them. Now they're going to step in. They're going to get everybody. No.
Right.
It's what I call hopium. They keep giving people hope.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
I know.
This is just settle down. Trump's not playing 6D chess. You know, the guy's smart. The guy knew what was happening. But at the same time, this was way overpassed beyond what he could do. He was surrounded by people.
Yeah, he had his own. Well, I mean, like Sidney Powell.
Yeah.
Was saying people on his.
She didn't even trust him.
Cat. Didn't trust who?
Didn't trust the deep state, the FBI.
Right. Well, no. What I was getting at was she was saying there's people on Trump's.
Legal team
that were giving him. Terrible,
really
advice.
Bad advice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was surrounded by people that were just not.
Which just blows your mind.
Yeah,
I mean, the problem is he didn't ask us.
Exactly. We should have been on the board.
I'm telling you,
we should have walked into that room and said, "Okay,
I'd have brought my flamethrower."
That's right. And I'd have brought my. I just all I need is my fists.
Yeah.
My Fists of Fury. I watched a lot of Bruce Lee movies when I was a kid. I know how to do it.
I'll bring my nunchucks.
I can talk, and my mouth moves differently than what I'm saying. You better do that, buddy. Because you guys can't see me doing that, but my mouth is moving, and it looks like I'm saying
but
something.
But I'm laughing at you. So.
This is all entertainment for Rabbi Rick.
That's
here.
Right. Well, you are a load of entertainment.
I'm a very animated creature. They say I have a face for radio, which is why I'm here. Or a voice for radio.
I thought you were going to say a forehead for radio.
Forehead. Yeah. My forehead goes on for miles. That's why we're at. So they did a lot of, I don't know where I was going with that, but they
the whole Q thing.
The whole Q thing, there's a whole lot going on there, and I feel bad that people have really gotten sucked into that. It's and they still are. They're still like, oh, well, Trump's going to return on Air Force One any minute now.
Yeah.
It's like, keep believing it and, you know, hope in one hand.
But it does beg another question, though. For the people that are putting a lot of, and you know, I guess I was there too, you know, because you kind of enjoy the fact that you've got some guy out in front and he's taking all the heat, and you can kind of, and you know, he's making good decisions that you agree with.
Yeah.
So it's easy to sit back and let that happen. But now where we find ourselves is literally it's going down the toilet big time. You can't. And after watching what happened in the election, where not one branch of government or, you know, seemed to care about doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And it all appears corrupted, and give any impression that it's going to get better in 2 years or 4 years.
Right.
So it leaves you with the question now, well, what do you do?
Yeah.
Instead of hopium, it feels like hopelessness.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I was watching that video that I, you know, sent you earlier today about the guy that was, you know, kind of talking about the same thing. And I think he brought up some good points. I as far as, like, you know, getting involved and getting the election laws changed and everything, I don't disagree with that, but I still come back to, you know, hey, they wanted to steal this election, and then they did.
Yeah.
And they had the media to do it. So it's going to take more than just, you know, shaping up the local legislatures and getting them fixed and stuff like that, which needs to happen too.
Yeah.
And you got to put people in there that are going to fight. Okay, I get it. But, I don't know. Might have to just really be a God thing. Because when you think of the deepness and wideness of the scope of the problem with the deep state.
Yeah.
Because literally, FBI didn't do a dang thing.
No, and really, when you look into it.
And the media is what the problem.
The media was lockstep with them.
Right.
And you look back at before he was even elected.
Right.
The people at the top of the FBI were setting up a system with insurance. They called it insurance.
Right.
Just in case he won.
Right.
They had a plan already involved.
Right. And now you're talking about, like, you know, Bill Barr. And how did Trump? It still boggles my mind. Why did he nominate people like that?
Well, and I talked about this morning. You know, I tried to put myself in his place. He doesn't know anybody in Washington.
Right.
He's got people suggesting to him who to put there. He probably was given a list of three or four guys and saying, which one of these guys do you want? These are the guys we trust.
Yeah.
You know, Sessions, they had something on him, in my opinion.
Right away they did.
And right away he was like, oh, I'm recusing myself.
Right.
You know, he was going to basically go out. He was going to be on the offensive. He was going to go after Hillary. And then all of a sudden, that's why he put him there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he doesn't want to do it. So they step in with, you know, the next guy in line, which was, you know, Trump doesn't know any of these guys. And I just had the feeling he stepped into a wave of who do I appoint for those positions? Because I'm only being given, you know, certain people who are qualified. There's a list of three people. And maybe somebody. And who does he know who to trust? Well, even within the Republican White House, most of those guys are probably Lincoln Project people.
Yeah,
that we didn't even know about that time.
Right.
And you know, I think he was given a lot of really bad counsel by people who were in the know, behind the scenes, working there, saying, "Oh, well, take this guy. This guy's great. I'm your supporter. I'm on your side. Take this guy. I'm going to suggest him." And the whole time, the guy was, you know, backstabber,
crooked.
Yeah,
yeah. And I don't know how that stuff's going to change.
It's a good question. And I was reading some quotes today from Washington and Jefferson, Madison, the early founders. And I'm going to probably start bringing some little quotes I'm going to start reading during the show, especially in the morning show, about things that they said about the founding of the nation and what if this continue, if this happens, if we go down this kind of a road, what their remedy was. It wasn't pretty. And at what point?
Yeah.
I mean, the Second Amendment's there for a reason.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, I hate to go there.
No, I know.
But it's like, at what point, and we all talk big about it.
Yeah.
At what point does that kick in? And at what point does it become something? All we hear now is, oh, you're an insurrectionist. You're a,
right.
Well, no, you're the insurrectionist because you're the one who's destroying the founding of the nation.
Right.
If these principles that our nation was founded on, if you're changing them,
right.
You're the insurrectionist.
Exactly.
We're trying to defend them.
Right.
So it's, at what point does that happen?
And I think if it doesn't, if something doesn't turn around soon because of how our education system has been in the last 50 years, I mean, you've got people that have no clue what a civics class is.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Or how the government's supposed to. And, you know, it's so depressing when you they do those interviews with people on the street and they
they have no idea.
No clue. Yeah. Well, I'm going to vote for him because he's, well, I just like the way he talks.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Something.
Oh, he's got good hair.
Yeah.
He's not a racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, these are quotes that's, I've seen him do that kind of stuff too before. Well, they'll say, look, Trump said this and they'll rattle off a bunch of Obama quotes
no
or Biden quotes.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, yeah, because he's a racist. And they're like, oh, actually, you know, I duped you. That was Obama that said those things. Oh, well, okay. Huh. Too bad. Huh.
Guess you got me there.
Got me there. See ya.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the kind of stuff depressing. That happens. Happens so much.
Anyway, the point though is like you said, it's if it keeps going on too much longer and, you know, our generation, you know, past our generation, I hard to say where it's going to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it'll go in a good place.
No.
I don't think the values that, or the principles that America was founded on will still be around.
No.
So.
No. And it'll be, they won't even recognize, you know, we're being taken over by the CCP.
Right.
And you know, they're saying by 2030, that's their plan is to be basically at the point where they have us by the neck.
Yeah.
And, now, you know, granted people are living in China.
Yeah.
And they're going about their business and they're, you know, working and doing all. I've talked to some people, even missionaries from China, who have said, it's not that bad in China. It's not that bad. You don't believe everything you hear on the news. It's not that bad. Civil rights organizations that I trust are saying that there's some really bad stuff going on there.
Right.
And maybe what you got to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Is, you know, it's a big country. A lot of people there.
But it does, I mean, there's a lot of gun owners in the United States.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that do understand what liberty means.
Yeah.
And we don't like going there and talking, thinking those things, but you're right. Second Amendment is there for a reason, and it's not for hunting.
Yeah. Yeah. When the founders made statements, these are people that are respected and hallowed, supposedly, in the temple of democracy.
Right. How dare you?
How dare you? When they make statements like, the tree of liberty needs to be watered occasionally by the blood of patriots.
Right. Exactly.
That's
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, that's a pretty serious statement. Mm-hmm. He's not talking about, well, I'm going to write a letter.
I'm going to hold a committee and holler.
I'm going to squirm in my seat here. Now, you know, that was a different time and different place.
Yeah.
And we had muskets back then.
Yeah.
Supposedly. But that.
But nevertheless, the idea and the principle is still the same.
Still the same. And so, yeah.
They understood the problem
exactly.
of big government.
Yeah. And it's government was supposed to be for, of, and by the people. And that's the biggest thing that Washington understood. He made it very clear. When it stops becoming that, when it stops happening that way.
Yeah.
There was a paradox there because the leaders now are, we're giving them charge to lead us, but at the same time, we're the leaders. So there's this there's this co-interdependence thing that needs to be going on.
Right.
And they're not doing that.
Yeah, and they also understood that for that system of government to work, it had to have a moral foundation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which, yeah, show me a good moral foundation of somebody in Washington, D.C. right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, there's a few. I don't want to take away from that.
Yeah,
there are
some. Well, Nancy's a Catholic.
Well,
she's a good Catholic.
So is Joe.
She has love in her heart for everyone.
Well, and she prays.
She prays for she prays.
Or just not sure what.
And Joe's a Catholic, and he
devout.
Did you hear about what happened to him at the Catholic at the prayer breakfast thing that happened recently?
He fell asleep.
Yeah,
I forgot where he was.
Yeah. Those are good guesses.
Thought he was still
and those things probably did happen. he apparently they were pretty upset with him because he just went on about stuff. Was he
bragging again about how he got $1 billion out of barista something?
Yeah.
That old guy, I tell you, he's funny.
I think that the whole issue of abortion was the biggest, that was their biggest concern.
Well,
they
should be.
Really upset. And he was kind of, somebody asked
him about
that.
Were they surprised that he was going to take that position or?
I don't know.
Anyway.
So they didn't, let's just say that the leadership there did not really appreciate his speech too much. I guess it wasn't well taken, but.
Shocker.
So, yeah.
Well, that's good.
But, you know, he won with, he's got 81 million people that are supporting him.
Well, yeah.
You know, he was on YouTube the other day, had live, on a live stream with, I think it was NBC or some major network, had him on live to do something. And there were, he had 2,400 people watching him. 2,400.
Wow.
That's, you know, I know a YouTube guy with a laptop in his kitchen that got, he had 3,000 live viewers. And he's not running
for
nothing.
Wait a second, though. Wait. Okay, now, you got to think of it like this. Okay, 2,400 people, that eclipses everybody that showed up at all his rallies.
That's true.
In the campaign.
That is true. And most of those people who were watching him were probably bots.
That's right. But he got 80 million votes.
Yeah, he got 81 million votes.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm surprised that they're not coming out more and just really, like, rubbing that in.
Yeah.
Now, if Trump would have got 81 million votes, every speech he ever made for the rest
of
his life.
Trump did get 80 million votes.
He did.
Yeah, he probably got more than that.
But so why isn't the left going nuts over that? Why aren't they like, this is the most popular president ever? Why aren't they saying that?
I don't know.
They're just like, oh yeah, okay, he won. Next thing.
That's a good question.
They don't want to talk about it because they don't want to keep bringing it up. And it's right. Like the ridiculousness of it.
Yeah.
I think is more than even they're like red faced about like, okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
Let's just move on from here.
Yeah.
So here we are, 2021.
Yeah.
It's a new day, new year. Everybody throw your hands in the air and just go, wee.
It's kind of like that feeling you have right when you come over the crest of that roller coaster for the first time.
Going up that thing going, tick, 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 tick. This is pretty great, ain't it, Sugar Burger? Yeah.
That is screaming terror. And you hope to God that lunch you had
it doesn't end up on the
and the person behind you. That's Democrat diet plan.
That's right. That's why you don't sit in the back seat of the roller coaster.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, here we are. Yeah, so it'll be interesting. Here's another stupid thing. I think it's this month. I think the Supreme Court now has agreed to hear three of the Supreme Court trial issues that I think that's the Michigan Sidney Powell thing.
I don't even want to hear that stuff because that just infuriates me.
Yeah, there's a Georgia case, a Pennsylvania case, and a Michigan case that the Supreme Court.
Why in the HE double toothpicks would they decide to hear it now?
Well, I don't know.
Now, what's the logic there?
You did hear that two-thirds of the cases that have actually been put up by the Trump campaign have actually been won now.
The ones on merit, yeah.
Yeah, on merit. And
So you mean like the three cases that were heard?
Yeah, two of them. Two of them were.
Yeah.
Yeah. So It'll be interesting to see what happens. I heard some stuff about Rudy Giuliani too. He actually went down a really wrong path, I guess. Why wait until February to actually accept the cases? Because they know that now it's...
Unless you're just trying to piss everybody off.
Yeah, they're going to come out and say, yeah, you're going to win those cases. You know the media won't cover it.
No.
That's not going to be... They're going to win the cases and it's going to be, oh, yep, looks like he won those cases. Yep, mm-hmm, yep. Okay, next. No, too bad.
He's still not the president.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I guess that's about all we got. Mm. It's Monday. Happy Monday to y'all.
That's right.
Yeah, I suppose we should probably just stop this show. I guess we can just keep...
I was laughing more at the beginning.
It was more fun at the beginning, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
So what are you going to do? Yeah.
There'll be a lot of material to talk about.
Well, we've got a lot. Yeah, there's a lot more going on. And, of course, the impeachment's supposed to start today, right?
Yeah.
So that'll be more to talk about as well. So I'm sure they'll go, because I'm sure we're going to learn a lot.
Is that what we're calling it? The impeachment?
Trial. Yeah, the impeachment trial. The phony impeachment trial.
Yeah.
What a ridiculous joke that is.
Can't. I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of people laughing about that.
That's right.
All right. So, yeah, I guess that's basically all we're doing at this point. We're going to be,
sweet.
Thanks for listening, folks. Make sure you share and subscribe. Listen again. Subscribe, share, whatever. Is Rabbi Rick going to be with us tomorrow?
I'm hoping.
That's what we're all hoping. Everybody's hoping.
Got to get my ears lowered, though.
That's right. Oh, no. Yeah. That makes sense. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Rabbi Ricky's on the phone.
I got the wrong one again.